Dear friends, you and me, we all came to this beautiful planet with human forms, not with the monkey's form, not with any other forms. We all came to this golden planet with human forms. For what? For wandering here and there? Is that our aim? Is that our goal? Is that our original target? We don't know. Really, we don't know what's our original target, original destination. Why we came here? Why we have born as a human? We think, it's a coincidence. No, it can't be a coincidence. We came with a vision, with a great destination, but now we can't remember. Really, now we can't remember. Because we are so busy with so many unnecessary activities. We give priority to what? To unnecessary things. Therefore, now we can't remember our inborn goal. Human life is really, it is really, really beautiful. We cannot compare this vehicle, human vehicle, with any other vehicles. This is a full option vehicle, human vehicle, your life is full option car. You can go wherever you want to go with this car, with this full option human life. But with this human vehicle, where we go now? We don't know, we just wonder. We are always lost. Always we are lost. In the beginning we think we are in the right direction, right path. This is the way, place where we want to go. But at the end, we realize we are lost. Oh, we didn't want to come here. How we came here? We don't know. Therefore, we don't know how to go back to the starting point. Because we came without sati. Without sati, without knowing how it happens, why thoughts can drive us, are they really such a powerful things, thoughts, powerful drivers to drive us wherever they want to go? No, they don't have any power. Really, dear friends, no thought has any power to drive you. The reason is, we are not in our own seat. We are not sitting in the driving seat. It is absent. The driver is absent. Then anybody can sit there. Whatever thought comes, then it can drive the vehicle. Because it is vacant. We are absent. We are sitting as passengers. On passenger seats. So this is the case. We become innocent and helpless passengers in our own vehicles. Still we can say, this is my car. But it goes wrong direction, where we do not want to go. Nothing wrong with the car. And nothing wrong with thoughts either. They are also innocent. The case is, We don't know this, that we are the pilots of our life. We are the captains of our life. We don't know. Therefore, we do not sit on the driving seat. We are so comfortable as a passengers. We don't have to do anything, no responsibilities. If you are passengers, no responsibilities. We can sleep. Really, we can sleep. But we can't go wherever we want to go. If you want to go wherever you want to go, then dear friend, please be your own driver. Please be your own pilot. Sit on your own seat. The driving seat is your own seat. Don't be a passenger. Blind and deaf passenger. It's a crime. Really, it's a crime to be a passenger, because we can destroy our life. We can destroy this human life by being a blind passenger. It's enough to be a blind passenger. Let's now begin to guide ourselves. So that is the thing what we can do with sati, or that is the thing what the sati is doing. Thoughts come. We don't have to stop them. But with sati, we can say, if you are mindful, now we know what the mindfulness is. You are alert. You are awake. You are not a sleeping passenger anymore. And you are sitting at the right place now. You are in the right place now. You are not absent. Therefore, the driving seat is not vacant anymore. Nobody can sit there on behalf of you. Thoughts can come. You know what thoughts are there? Ah, yeah, I remember this, I remember that. But they cannot do anything. If they want, they can be passengers. Only they can be passengers. So if they are only passengers, then they cannot drive you anywhere.